Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Milwaukee Admirals are moving on. There will be more hockey in Milwaukee. These Calder Cup playoffs now entering the second stage. Admirals were down 2-0 in their opening series against the Texas Stars, but they managed to win three at home, including a 5-3 win yesterday at UWM Panther Arena. So they will play next against the Grand Rapids Griffins on Wednesday night.
The Brewers couldn't pull off the sweep of the Cardinals. They fall 4-3 at American Family Field. Brewers and Pirates tonight at AmFam. Our coverage starts at 6:05. First pitch 6:40 right here on WDTMJ.
360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. And on Mondays, we talk with host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio, who's joining us live from Erin Hills this morning. Morning, Dom.
Yes, sir. Morning, guys.
Are you caddying today, or what's your deal?
Yeah, I am caddying today. So I'm walking into the caddy barn right now. And, you know, you always got to keep your options open, guys. You never know.
I from what I hear, you're a tremendous caddy. I would believe that, right?
I mean, ask Greg Matzik where he took me all over this course a couple of years ago. So he certainly knows a thing. He's seen all over this course, I tell you what.
Do you know whose bags you got today? Anybody important or interesting?
That is not my information to disclose. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, you know, friend of the program, AJ Ellis. I have his bag today, a former big league catcher. Of course, he's a Wisconsin native. Now works in the Padres organization. So looking forward to hanging out with AJ today. Ooh. Played a lot of golf with him.
All right, let's talk a little baseball, Dom. Would have liked to have taken yesterday, but I'll take 3 of 4 from the Cardinals. Can I ask you first about Christian Yelich? When Yelly was out with the back thing, and he was almost the better part of a month, I would have been happy just to get him back and have him ease on in. How hard is it for a guy to sit for a month, come back in, and immediately have the success that Yelly's having right now?
This is ridiculous what he's doing right now. He's 7-for-11 since going 0-for-5 in his first game back. It's like, You're giving him a leash, understanding, like, you know, the first game back on Wednesday in Kansas City, you're like, okay, it's first game, let's not push this, like, can't expect him to be incredible. And he goes 0-for-5, all right, yeah, no big deal. And then this weekend, he lit it up, and he was fantastic, and yesterday reaching base 3 times and pulling the ball still. And the way that I could tell he's healthy, too, is the fact that he went after 2 balls in left field yesterday, one with the dive and one with the slide. I mean, you don't do that with a bad back. So he's feeling good. The Brewers took their time making sure they got it right the first time, and let's hope that this sticks around. But, yes, to see Yelly what we're seeing right now is pretty crazy.
Anything concerning you from what you've seen lately? I'm always curious about your take. What is raising your red flag?
Well, why are you concerned, Eric? Team just took 6 out of 7 from the card. I'm just kidding.
Wait, if that's your answer, good. Let's leave it.
Well, they're 5-5 in the last 10 games. Right. You know, like that. They're still scuffling a bit.
Yeah, it's the starting pitching. That's the red flag that we had heading into the season. It's the red flag a month and a half into the season. It's the fact that, you know, Freddie pitched better the other night, you know, on Saturday night in his return. It wasn't perfect, but he got through 6 innings. And yesterday, Bryce Wilson did not pitch well at all. I mean, there's no way you can sugarcoat that. So tonight, Colin Ray needs to rebound from a bad start that he had in Kansas City, where it just kind of tumbled on him very quickly. So need to make sure that this time through the rotation, because you've got 3 traditional starters now, with Colin Ray tonight, Joe Ross tomorrow, and then Robert Gasser making his second big league start on Wednesday, making sure those guys get back on track, give you length heading into the off day on Thursday.
How about the debut for Bobby Gass? Looking at him in the clubhouse, Dom, looks like he's about 17 years old. He comes out there and pitches 6 strong innings, and man, you maybe would have a better perspective, but just on TV, it looked like his breaking stuff is just nasty.
It's really good. It's the pitch that he uses the majority of the time, his quote-unquote sweeper, a.k.a. a slider. But the reason why he's just so calm, cool, and collected out there, Adam McCauley, a friend of the program, of course, on MLB.com, wrote a wonderful piece on Gasser's grounding and meditation methods. And earthing, if you guys have heard of these terms before, he does it before every start. We actually saw him out there during batting practice. Like, you would think, here's this kid in his big league debut. Like, oh, he's going to be nervous. He's going to be shelled up inside of the clubhouse. No, he comes out during batting practice. He's in his flip-flops. He slides off the flip-flops, stands on the grass for a little bit, you know, just hanging out, talking to the trainers, talking to some of the other folks around the team, and watches batting practice and walks in with the team. Didn't let the no moment get too big, and that was really impressive.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Gas. Fantastic. Bobby Gass. When does he pitch again? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
All right. That's an afternoon start.
We will miss Paul Skeens, and no Paul Skeens, and thus none of your favorite Vince. No Livy coming here. No Livy.
That's right. Yeah, because they're together. That Pirates pitcher is dating Olivia Dunn.
The gymnast?
Yeah, the TikTok star.
LSU, yep.
Well, I'm sorry. I guess we'll just have to watch baseball.
Sorry for your TikTok. Sorry for your engagement, buddy.
10 minutes to 8. Thanks, Dom.